joined in the studio this morning by our friend, our buddy, a contestant we have all cheered on The Voice. Please welcome back to the studio, Mary Beth Bird.
Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for having me back in.
Well, we loved you the first time we met you.
And thank you.
Well, we told you here, like, hey, if you make it through, we want you to come back. We want to follow the journey.
Well, and I feel silly because I met her one time, and then when I just saw her, I bear hugged her because I was so excited. It's a big deal.
Well, don't talk about my awkward exchange where I don't know what to do with people.
Yes, I won't.
Do I shake her hand?
I was going to say, we went in for like a handshake slash high five slash hug.
That's Brandon.
Who high fives anyone? You do. Like, that is the dorkiest thing. Give me a high five.
Maybe third graders.
I know.
Sweet. Or like a little fist bump.
Fist bump. Yeah.
What do you recommend? Is that what you do? I don't know what to do.
I don't know either. I'm just as awkward, I feel like.
I'm telling you. So, like, we go out, I'm doing something for A-State, right? And I'll see the chancellor or Coach Anderson or anybody. And I'm like, what's up, man? And, like, the talking is okay. But it becomes, like, the physical part. Like, what do you do with your hands?
Because as you get closer, you're like, do I go in for the little bro hug?
Yeah. Or the big handshake that starts up over your head?
Yeah. It's a lot.
Dude, it's so much to think about. That's why I get messed up.
So stressful.
So it's been a minute since you've been in here. We saw you last Tuesday on The Voice.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, you made it through. You went right through the battle rounds, and we cheered for you while you were on the stage. And
you didn't just make it through, girl. My goodness. Chill bumps.
Yeah, we don't want to blow you up too much to give you too much confidence, but dang.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. It was by far my favorite performance that I've ever done, I feel like. Because that song really does speak to me, and it was a lot of fun getting to share that with everyone.
Why does that song speak to you?
So, the lyrics, I'm sure that Cam, you know, when she wrote it, she has a different meaning. But as Dane and I, or Dane, Stephanie and I talked about it, and, you know, I shared them the story that I have behind it, and they shared me their story. My cousin, Luke, he was my first cousin, Luke Hampton to me, committed suicide back in October 18th, 2017. Mm-hmm. And after that happened, I just kind of went through a really, really dark place where I completely stopped singing for months, and I basically stopped living. It felt like, you know, even my parents were worried about me because, you know, he was like my brother for sure.
Yeah.
And so then that was when I had this fire for music. It was like after all that grieving and through all of that grieving, I came out wanting to do something for him and for his memory and to make him proud. Mm. And so that's kind of the whole reason, on top of, you know, me having a stuttering problem back right. when I was younger. All of that just kind of built up and led to me actually having the courage to try out for The Voice.
We talked about that last time, just your journey, the idea that you had a stuttering issue when you were young, and the way you overcame that was by singing, which seems like, well, how in the world, if you have that issue, can you get up there and have such confidence on the stage? But you've done that, to sing with the emotion that you sang with on The Voice. Let's go back and just take a listen to last Tuesday on The Voice, Mary Beth Bird, Dane and Stephanie.
I had a dream about a burning house. You were stuck inside, I couldn't get you out. I lay beside you and pulled you close.
Yeah!
And the two of us went up in smoke. Love isn't all that it seems I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you until this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broke and make it right.
I'm watching you smile as you watch that back.
I've been sleepwalking.
Is it surreal to see that and to see you on that stage as you're looking back? Because, I mean, inside, you're still the same Mary Beth.
Mm-hmm.
But you're watching this on TV. Is it weird?
It is really weird because, you know, this was always, you know, what mom and I and my dad did on Monday and Tuesday nights years ago,
right.
you know.
Crazy, man. Wow.
And here you are on that stage.
Yeah, and it's just, it's really, really crazy. And it's such a, it's such an opportunity of a lifetime. It's like, wow, like I'm so thankful and so blessed. I mean, it's just the craziest feeling ever.
Mary Beth Bird joins us in the studio this morning. She has made it through the battle rounds on The Voice on Team John. So as you go throughout this process and you're learning probably a whole lot about yourself you didn't know too, how much different is being on The Voice than what you thought? Like the vision when you were going there, okay, if it's going to be like this, how different is it from what you thought it was going to be?
So back when I, you know, used to watch it with my family, it just looked so easy. You know, people just walk up on stage, sing their song, get chosen. And, you know, what they show is so much different than what how much work is put in behind the scenes. And, you know, what all goes into the filming process and just how long it is in general that you, you know, put your time and effort into it. So it's very, very different, but in a good way. It's been, you know, I started the auditioning process back in February, which is, so now it's here, it is almost November. And so it's just been kind of an all year thing, but it's definitely helped me grow as a person, and as an artist. You know, I'm navigating what kind of music I want to sing and exactly who I want to be, you know, in my musical career.
Let's talk about that, because I mean, you might have thought one thing and then you get advice from some of these coaches and mentors and advisors. Where do you see your lane? Because everybody has to pick a lane. You kind of want to stay close to your lane. You don't want to be all over the place. What is your lane as far as what you're seeing in the future?
So one thing that John has really told me a lot is that, you know, my voice is very versatile. And that's what he keeps saying. And you'll learn, you know, my first song that I did in the blinds was a country song. And so is this one, but it's like a different approach to country.
Yeah.
You know, Dane and Stephanie and I just kind of switched that up and it's more like a ballad, you know, with the piano and the other instruments that played into it. But, you know, I really don't know my lane yet. Like I said, you know, I'm just kind of navigating and the song choices that he's giving me is helping me do that. You know, he is helping me find myself as an artist. So I hope that, you know, by the time this journey is over or as much as it continues that I will be able to find that lane.
All right, let's talk John Legend for a second. On TV and everything we see, he looks like the coolest dude
out
there.
He seems precious.
John Legend is a legend, for sure.
Is he awesome?
He really is, yeah. You know, he has a lot of personality. However, it is kind of hard to bring that out of him. So, you know, the more you get to know him on a personal level, he starts to open up and, you know, you get to see the real John.
Have you gotten to meet Chrissy Teigen, his wife?
No, but I want to put that request in.
Come on.
I love her. I want to meet her so bad. You know, my dad's a huge fan and mom is too. And I'd love to meet him or her and, you know. Luna and Miles, they're adorable.
Can we talk about your dad for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Last time you were here, you mentioned he was bald, right? Any chance I could be like a body double or a stand-in somewhere backstage?
Oh my gosh, Brandon.
What? I'm just wondering.
This is so embarrassing.
My wish is to get a picture of y'all side by side, just to get a full effect of the two bald heads.
Your dad and me?
Yeah.
I need to go to Big Bird's Barbecue.
I'm serious, for sure.
All right, so tell me when you think of Big Bird's Barbecue. We talked about it a whole lot the last time you were in here. You spent many years working there, and I mean, it's kind of a fun job for you, right? The family deal.
Yeah.
Has business changed for Big Bird's Barbecue?
Yes. So I will say that he still has the stand, but it's not out right now at a specific location, but he does travel with it. So if there's like a festival or like a fair or something and people ask him to come, he'll bring the trailer and do all that good stuff out of it. But right now he mainly focuses on catering. Right. So I actually helped him with a catering job last weekend. So I still, you know, help him out here and there.
Catered by the Voices.
That's crazy.
But he loves doing it. And, you know, he really puts his heart and soul into cooking just like I do my singing. So I guess I kind of take that work ethic after him.
How are your parents reacting to this journey? I mean, they're looking at their 18-year-old daughter who just moved off to go to college and is now flying out to Los Angeles to be on The Voice.
Well, I would just be crying all the time.
I mean,
if I was your mom. I'd
How
just be
are they?
All the time.
So the thing I wanted to get out of this is I sing for God, I sing for Luke, and I sing for my family and everybody that has put me, you know, where I am now. And so looking at them and the way they talk about me to other people and the way they just tell me how proud they are of me, it really makes my heart happy that I worked so hard and then it paid off by making them proud of me. And that's, you know, what any, you know, little girl could do for their parents. I mean,
well, and as a parent, what you want is your child to be happy and successful in whatever lane they want to be in. So I can't imagine how proud they are of you.
And see, you see in movies and just, you know, some musicians, their parents don't support them because, I mean, being a successful musician is a hard road to come by because there's such a big pool of talent. And, you know, the money can be scarce sometimes. It just, you got to work hard at it. And but mom and dad have always been so supportive of me, and I could not ask for better parents because they really have. From the time I started singing, they have pushed me to do this for the rest of my life. They've never doubted me, not one second.
That's huge to have their belief. Mm-hmm. Mary Beth Bird joins us in the studio this morning. As you're sitting there, though, and you're on the side of the stage or you're backstage and you're watching singers get up there, perform. I mean, at this point, when you get to the battle rounds, everybody's good. Mm-hmm. What goes through your mind when you see people that you know who you think are really talented get eliminated?
So watching them get eliminated is really, really hard. There's a lot of crying involved, and there's just, I mean, there's a lot of heartbreak because you really get to know them as people and as artists because, you know, when you're stuck in one place for so long, you know, that's what you have room to do is grow as an artist and get to know the people around you. And so watching, especially Corey, you know, when he left, it was very, very sad. And some of my other friends.
I mean, we saw him, you know, we watched the show. We've known Corey. We told you last time we were here for a long time. And like I love him. I mean, he's a great person on his own. He's a great artist. But the fact that he's so awesome to my 10-year-old. I mean, I'll never forget him. No matter what he does, he can go off and never sing again. He'll always have a special spot in my heart because of the way he treats him. But to see these people who you know, hey, he's really good. And they have to pick somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody has to go. There's only one winner.
Yeah.
Everybody gets eliminated but one.
And then there's that chance with the one or the one steal and one save that each coach has that you just hope, you know. But
it's crazy. Yeah. Are you putting more pressure on yourself now than you did when you started? Or are you at a point where you feel like you can just kind of, okay, I got this?
So really, throughout this whole process, I haven't been nervous. And that's what I've said in my previous interviews, because it's just so true how much I trust in God, because he knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen next month, next year, you know, when I'm an old woman. Like, he knows, you know, he knows everything. And so I really feel like, you know, doubting that and being nervous, there's no point. So, I mean, I really have just been so calm and just have trusted in him, and I give him all the glory and all the thanks. And I just feel like he, you know, puts you where you need to be in that moment in time. So
that's huge. And that's a great perspective because, again, I mean, you can sit around and worry about everything in your whole life.
But it does no good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just going to cause stress and all of that. So here we sit with the battle rounds going through. And at the end of them, we heard them say to you, hey, Mary Beth, we could very well visualize you in the finals. Like, what do you think when you hear that? They've seen thousands of people and they think you could be in the finals.
Hearing Blake say that is just, like you said, it's just surreal. Like, seeing me on that stage, watching it back, and just hearing what all the phenomenal coaches had to say, it's just so surreal. And I can't really even explain the feeling. As far as them, I mean, it does put a lot of pressure on me. I will say, you know, I'm just like, ooh, that's a lot to live up to, you know, like four legends, you know, saying all this stuff about you. It's just, it's, you know, I want to prove them right and just really, really try my best to be the best that I can be, you know, and make my way.
Well, you're making your way. And regardless, it's like what I told Corey in a text the other night. We watched the performance. We saw that he didn't make it through. I'm like, here's what you have out of this whole deal. You have, number one, great exposure. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's a great experience as an artist. Number three, it's even probably a better experience as a human being. Is it such a life lesson that you guys went out there and you're chasing this and you weren't afraid of it? Because a lot of people, they have a dream and they don't chase it as hard as they could. You guys are chasing as hard as you can.
And see, at the end of the day, what it looks like to everyone watching, and, you know, it is a competition, but at the end of the day, you get so close with the people that you're competing against that it doesn't even feel like that. So with, you know, Dane and Stephanie, it was like heartbreaking for me. Like I could barely even enjoy, you know, oh, I just won because I was so, you know, heartbroken for them, but how supportive they were and how happy they were, because they were genuinely happy right. for me. And that's like all anybody could ever ask for. And you could see, you know, Corey still had a smile on his face when he was at home. And other people are like, wow, that must be so, you know, heartbreaking. And it is, but there's always, you know, you grow into a, you know, a great, great, great person, like even better than you were before, because you just, you become so selfless with the people around you. So that is one thing that I do admire about Corey, because he just, you know, he seemed so happy for Zach, you know, when he got to advance in the competition. So.
And Corey had a great stage presence and a great look and he sounded good on the stage. So again, it's pretty cool that we have two people from Northeast Arkansas who have been on this show in the same season. The idea that you guys were on the same bus and, hey, where are you from? And you're like an hour apart.
It is cool, yeah.
That's weird.
And it's so weird because my, you know, mutual friends that I've always had here, like Madeline Adams from the pageant system, you know, she's friends with Corey and his family. So it's just like, it's just crazy.
Mary Beth Bird joins us on the show this morning. And I'm kind of wondering, because so much of what happens on The Voice is supposed to be kind of kept secret if it's already been recorded. Are there people all the time asking you about what happens on the show? Like, can you just tell me, I went to school with you, can you tell me what happens on The Voice? I'll keep it a secret.
Oh yeah.
What but about everyone, random people that send you DMs?
Like, okay, that's where it gets crazy.
Really? Is it?
Yes, it is insane.
Okay, so why is that insane?
So I don't know if this is
like... See how both of us just perked up?
Like, no, I know. It's gossip. I love gossip.
I don't know if this is like too personal to open up to y'all about.
No, it's not.
Like
no,
telling y'all about this crazy like DM experience that I've had. But like I've had a lot of weird accounts ask me for foot pictures.
Are you serious?
Feet pictures? Like what?
I'm calling your dad.
Like never in my life. Like, so I just replied. I was like, I don't think you want to see that. And then just like slid over and delete, because I don't think I have the prettiest toes in the world.
So people really do that?
Yeah. And just like, you know, I got...
No, go ahead. I want you to go all the way. Tell us how crazy it is.
Questions. Like some... It was a, you know, decent, you know, looking girl account. She went to college and she DM'd me, how tall are you? It was just odd. Like,
did you respond to it?
No. No, because I like, what do you say?
Some of them, yeah, you probably don't.
Yeah, because like, I don't know. There's a lot of like, you know, catfish accounts, you know, people that aren't really who they are. So I just, you know, but it's just been crazy. A lot of just insane messages that I've never experienced in my life. So.
It's crazy because it's like, you know, you're seen all over the world now, especially with the way the videos are posted on YouTube and stuff like that. People can see him all the time. Mm-hmm. I did when I was young, and I don't think we've talked about this. I did a wrestling segment. I was 14 on ESPN.
Whoa.
And at the end of the deal, I would be like, hey, you can write to me at Brandon Baxter, care of the Global Wrestling Federation. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't kids who were writing me. It was these adult men. And my mother was so creeped out by it.
She's like,
no more of this.
And wow. Like, yeah, it's just, I think the coolest thing, though, is that I'm getting messages from, like, people all over the country.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, you have a fan here in New Zealand. Or, hey, you know, I'm from Mexico, and just like from all over the place. Spain. It's cool.
Have you gotten any nods yet from like celebrities that have been watching the show, and like maybe they've sent you a message or they've commented? Has anybody done that yet?
No. Well, a few verified accounts, but not anyone that I was very familiar with. But Malin Jarman commented on my blind picture.
Okay.
I thought that was cool because we got to meet and talk before I went on for my blind audition. So She's a really good person.
So your life is different now.
Very different.
Are you going to school, or do you even have time? Like, can you do that?
So
I know you're enrolled.
I'm actually at Arkansas State University
right
now. I have my two in-person classes, but they, of course, work with me as much traveling as I do, and then two online classes. So I'm only taking 12 hours. I'm just, you know, kind of going easy. But everything is just kind of up in the air right now as far as next semester goes.
All right, let me one of the last questions, because I keep thinking of more stuff. I just want to know, like, I'm so interested in, like, this whole thing that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you go on through the competition, right, and you end up on the live shows every week. I guess at that point, the classes you're supposed to be going to live, what happens with those? Can you just put those on hold? Do they send you the work out mm-hmm. to Los Angeles? How does that work?
So basically, I've talked to my advisor about enrolling as a full-time online student.
Gotcha.
It's like AOS classes. I'm not really sure. Don't quote me on that. I don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, just I want a degree no matter what, because the music industry is so wishy-washy, I guess you could say. Yeah. You know, you either make it or you don't, or like you could think that you're up there on the top and then 1 minute you could be all the way down here.
Yeah, it could be a 3-year run, it could be a 30-year run. You don't know.
Yeah. And so I just, you know, I never want to not be doing anything in life. So just when all of it settles down, or, you know, maybe I won't even need my degree. I don't know. Just I always want to have a plan no matter what. And, you know, Arkansas State is the perfect place to get my degree at.
Okay, so let's go ahead and say that The Voice is on TV Monday and Tuesdays on NBC. Mm-hmm. What can we expect from you as we continue watching? Tell me the steps, like, to make it to the live shows. What are the steps if you are able to make it to the live shows?
So basically, right now, since I passed the battle round, going to Knockouts. So Knockouts will air. After Knockouts air, it goes straight into the live shows.
And you're all singing, or how's that going to work?
So the first live show is called The Playoffs.
Okay.
And so basically that's top 20. From what I understand, all 20 perform. And then when America votes, you're still, so there's 5 on each team at that point.
Okay, gotcha.
And then the top 2 on each team that have the most votes, they're automatically saved. And then out of the 3 that are left on the team, John gets a say in one of those people, and then that means 2 are eliminated off of each team.
Okay, so we need to let people know how to follow you on social media. Mm-hmm. That way, if you get to that point, we can be following you in the journey and mm-hmm. all of that stuff. Let's talk about those social accounts.
Okay, so my Instagram is marybeth.bird.music, all together, no caps.
Gotcha.
And then my Twitter handle... This is so bad that I don't even know my own.
You have so much going on. You're a busy college student who just happens to be on the biggest television show.
Literally, I never understood why my mom's brain has always been so scattered, keeping up with 2 kids and a husband. Yeah. But yes. Like now, uh-huh. You know, I'm a little scatterbrained myself. But my Twitter handle is Marybeth_music, all together, no caps as well. Right. But I have a fan page on Facebook that people can go like, and I post updates and stuff on there, and it's just Mary Beth Bird Music.
Awesome. So. We're very proud of you. Mm-hmm. We love watching you on TV. We wish you the best on the journey. And as the journey continues, if it continues for you, like, we are going to cross our fingers and hope that it does, we want to have you back and just continue to be there for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I always enjoy coming in and talking to you guys. So
Mary Beth Bird, live in the studio this morning on KFine.